Hello, wonderful listeners. It's been a very long time. I think the last time you heard my voice is about 4 months ago. I'm so sorry. I've been cut up alive. I've, changed jobs, started a new path in writing, and it's quite tasking, to, stand firm, lay a firm foundation. I know they all sound like excuses. I mean, I've been handling and shuffling both writing and podcast, but it's been a bit uncomfortable, and my inconsistency, I know, can be accounted for by the progress on my blog. So just in case you haven't visited my blog in a while, by the time you'll be listening to this, or by the time this podcast will be dropping, I will be starting a new category in writing, and I would very much love your support here and over there at the blog. So just stay rooted, stay tuned, not stay rooted, but stay tuned, because I'm going back to a section in on podcast that I saw that actually there were more views, more listings, and more feedbacks, which is movie reviews, and I think we'll be doing that for quite some time. And if I am not lazy, I know if I'm not lazy, I will be doing a series on this. I've been in a series now. This series are not like season one, season two, season three of a particular movie, but rather I'm going. Oh, I have gone to search for a very great writer. I don't know if you heard about him, Harlan Coben. Is some of his books got drafted into movies, and they are on Netflix. So I'll be doing the series, because his books, not like they're in series, but like there's a pattern. So there's a flow you get. So you watch the part one, movie two, movie three, and all that. And why I chose Harlan Coben is because his movies, his movies and books actually have this pattern of shuffling present and past, and it's so beautiful. About to watch the fifth, that five out of seven, and I was like, you know what? Why don't I tell you guys about it? Why don't I tell somebody about it, especially if people share this enthusiasm about movies, crime drama, if murder mystery doesn't really spike you up or get you scared, then I think this is the podcast, or let me say, this is the episode. This episode, you shouldn't miss this series episode. This is the episode that you need to listen to. And I will try as much as possible again to drop this episode weekly, so you have time to watch. I think the list of the whole series is six episodes, and the maximum is eight episodes. So if you are a movie binge watcher like me, you can watch it in 2 days, I mean, or at least 5 days to a week. That's ample time for you to get ready to watch the next one. A job, yes, I know. You're like, oh, how am I going to sneak it in between work and all that? I mean, you can relax it if you can do Friday night and binge watch till Saturday morning, or Saturday night to Sunday morning. You could watch alone, watch with friends, watch with murder mystery or crime drama fans also. And do not forget to share the link to my episode or to my podcast. Don't forget to visit my blog. I would really appreciate your views and listings and clicks and referrals and shares and likes and response to my poll. Thank you. So, you know what? This has taken some more time, so let me just go into it. Yes, 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 yes. I don't know if any of you has watched this Black Lady sketch show. I think there's this lady girl that I can't remember. She has this page of, she says, see, see, see. I just saw a picture I just saw a movie preview. Oh, you know, there's just this little place on YouTube preview, and I was like, oh my god, I missed that. I was like, as soon as I'm done recording, I'm going to watch that episode. So let's just get over it. I hope you enjoyed The Stranger as much as I did. So now I want you to please rate me in the poll if you enjoyed, if I did a better job at the movie preview and all that. Yes, so today we'll be talking about The Innocent. The Innocent is a Polish series, yes, the Polish limited series by Arlene Coben. If you're just listening for the first time, I am doing movie review of Arlene Coben's books that have been drafted into movie with Netflix, and the second in order of this series is The Innocent. How would you feel, or how would you come to terms with the fact that you get a second chance at life? This is the story of Matthew. Oh my god, did I say Polish? No, I meant Spanish. Sorry for the mix of Spanish. So you know, it's just like this one event turned his life upside down. I mean, is this a very good student, very good boy, was very calm and all that, is reserved, and a very bad event occurred that like costed him a lot of years. And then he gets out of prison. I mean, it's a new life, a new opportunity. And, you know, he gets to meet this very wonderful lady he met before he went to prison, and they fell in love. And, you know, it was like, what more can I ask for? A new chance, a new start of out of life, and I get to be with this very beautiful lady I fell in love a couple of years back. I mean, it was like, oh, everything is okay, until he gets a phone call that like changes everything, and then he begins to see he's kind of living a life of lie, and he begins to question himself, is this all just an illusion? Is my wife really who she fiance? Is my fiance who she really says she is? I mean, she goes for a birthday trip and he gets this call and everything just like goes psh. It was crazy. So he just had to deal with being termed guilty for some event that happened, and also there was a murder that happened that kind of linked his wife, and this woman, quote unquote, of prestige in the community, and he just had to be, you know, somehow it was a lot for him to handle. But we thank God very well he has a good support system that was able to vouch for him and stand with him through the trials and troubled times of finding out who his wife is and was, and how to see the connection of this murder, of this certain murder, with his wife. And we got to find out secrets about this woman's of prestige former life. In fact, she lived a double life. I mean, it was fun, because this double life, like, oh my god, were extreme ends. And I was at the moment, I was like, man, she was able to hold down both lives, and we didn't even know anything. It was, I mean, some people are actually smart for real. Yeah, she was able to hold on both ends. And this certain murder, you know, there was somebody that was, you know, yes, Matteo was in connection with the murder, and he had to prove himself. He had to go to the extreme to prove himself as innocent, and also prove, just be proof for his wife also and all that. And it was a lot having to deal with secrets of the woman of prestige life, for his wife, for himself, for his brother, and also had to fight off, you know, this tragic event that happened a couple of years before. He had to like deal with his stigma and shame, especially from the very major person that the event, you know, happened, the parents. He had to deal with them and all that, and it was just, I felt sorry for Matteo. I felt like it was just, I mean, if you when you watch the movie, you see it's just a sweet soul that could harm nobody, but you know, life happens and you really get tough from your experiences. You get tough from your experiences. You learn from them. They mold you and all that. And that's exactly what happened to him. So it was just that crazy. But it was fun. If you are interested again, like I said earlier, in the crime drama, murder mystery, and lots of secret spilling, you really need to watch the second in order, the Innocent. And if you like, you know, Spanish is one of them, you know, sexy languages. So it was fun, really. Thank God for subtitles. That's in my life. But you really would enjoy The Innocent. So please watch, refer, not really refer, but share. And please answer the polls. And see you same time next week. And if you listen for the first time, well, you can start in any of the order, but I mean, I saw his movies and I was like, I had to like check for the order, so it's not like there's a necessary flow you get, but just to enjoy it. So thank you very much for listening to my ramblings. Please do watch The Innocent. You would enjoy it because I had the same enthusiasm I had for the first, for the second, up until the present number that I am. Because you may be listening to, by the time you're listening to it, I may be done with the whole order. See ya, same time next week. Same time. Yeah, actually next week. Bye.